sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, September 25th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, want to remind you, what is the Patriot Voice Radio Network? The radio station for the listeners that listen to the signal on FM radios, 97.7 FM WCHY, based out of Sheboygan. The show's website dedicated to this show only is yourdefendingfathers.com. We have a play button there. You can hit the play button and listen online, live, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. That website, that play button, repeats this show all day long. So if you missed the first hour from 9 to 10, it will repeat at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 a.m. tomorrow morning, and then today's show will rebroadcast on the entire network, 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. So if you miss today's show, you can listen early tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 when you're getting ready to go to work. The radio station has a website. It's the call letters, WCHY.us. Airs this show live 9 to noon. At noon, it goes to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll. Now, you don't want to use websites. You can download free phone apps. This show's phone app is TuneIn, capital T, capital I, one word. Then when you open TuneIn, search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. That was the call letters of the previous station we owned with Brian Sommerfeld and another gentleman for many years. We used that acronym of that call letters as We're Your Patriot Voice because the letters were WYPV. The phone app for the radio station is two words, capital S for simple, capital R for radio. Download the Simple Radio app. That's what Officer Rick uses. When you open that app up, then search for the call letters of the radio station, WCHY, We're Constant Hits of Yesteryear. Two websites, two phone apps, and the radio station. Those five components make up the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a text, well, actually a phone call during the break. Listener Laura listens on 97.7. She lives in Indian River. She spends a lot of time in Sheboygan. She goes, the chiropractor is there. She turned me on to Missy, My Pure Health Solutions in Battle Creek, not for weight, but for the wellness aspect. And I'm certainly actually currently working with them on some things. Fantastic. She called me asking for the MyPillow screenshot. I texted her phone and I said, let me know the retail price of your total order. Then put in the Trucker Randy promo code for savings. Let me know how much it saves you. So thanks, Laura. Greatly appreciate it. Indian River. Love Indian River. Tuscarora Township. Love the beach. Love you guys over there. Tell everybody you know to listen to the radio station. We're going to take a short break. A word from the sponsors. House Bill 4878. What is it? We're going to talk about it.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. State Representative Kurt VanderWaal of Ludington, Republican, said that he has spent hundreds of hours, quote unquote, of study preparing his latest version of House Bill 4878. Quote, the best deal that we're going to get on this issue, end quote. He gave that statement during the House Health Policy Committee, which he chairs, in hoping to move forward with legislation that prevents restrictions on a federal pharmaceutical savings program that hospitals and other providers rely on to make ends meet. Despite House Speaker Matt Hall, his hesitancy about the program known as 340Bs, Vanderwall said he hopes to discharge the bill to the floor as soon as possible, hopefully today, Thursday. I've worked very hard with the speaker to make sure that he understands the importance of what we need to do here. So he's given me a lot of free rein, and I really compliment him on allowing us to move forward. We look forward to getting this across the finish line. At issue is more of a regional issue than a partisan one. Democrats and Republicans should all support this. What it does, hospitals in particular have used the 340B program since its adoption back in 1992. Who was that? President Clinton? Yeah, Reagan was 80. Then HW took over for one term. Yeah, I think Bill Clinton, 1992. Newt Gingrich was the speaker. Well, in 1992, they adopted this in Washington to be able to buy their pharmaceuticals at an average of 57% below normal list prices, and then sell the drugs to the patients who needed them while in the hospital at market rate. Nonprofit hospitals that qualify for the program have turned the savings and profits around to fund numerous programs and services. But the pharmaceutical companies are concerned the spending has become questionable. They issued some restrictions on the use of the 340B savings that has resulted in $10 to $20 million in reduced savings the last 3 to 4 years. To this, hospitals are saying they're now operating on a shoestring budget. And any further restrictions to this significant revenue stream could threaten the solvency of some programs and could possibly affect their entire operations. Well, Vanderwall's legislation is designed to prevent pharmaceutical companies from trying to squeeze out of the savings hospitals are enjoying. The pharmaceutical industry is pushing back by saying the state can't issue rules and regulations for a federal program. But that's not stopping Vanderwall. He represents a rural Western Michigan district, and hospitals are very concerned about the direction of Big Pharma and where they're going. While this bill is not perfect, as no bill is perfect, this bill is the best deal that we're going to get on this issue. Behind the scenes, Speaker Hall has been agitated with the Hospitals Association's critique of the House Republicans' budget proposal, going as far as to call for the resignation of the CEO at one of his press conferences of the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. Hall's reference in another press conference about not being receptive to the hospital's desire for 340B reforms, which was actually trumpeted by Elon Musk. Via his Building America's Future in a tweet earlier this week, Elon Musk said, "Hospitals are crying wolf. Thank you, Speaker Hall, for standing up for hospitals and standing with President Trump and rejecting the 340B's expansions. Well, MERS News Service has learned this tweet may be overstating Hall's position. A substitute to Vanderwall's HB 4878 may be in the works that adds more accountability into the process, dealing with claims data and other measures to make sure hospitals are not taking advantage of the program. Morgan Halloran, state director for state policy for pharma, told the committee yesterday that the claims hospitals submit are mostly based on the honor system. Without itemized receipts or visibility into whether the discounts being sought are actually eligible or, in fact, are a duplicate claim. There are stories of hospitals buying health care provider and then trying to make the claim through the 340B program in order to get the pharmaceuticals that they purchase through a health care provider prescribed for years in the past. So whatever Hall has up his sleeve as a substitute may still be the best deal the hospitals are going to get. Frank Waters of the Michigan Primary Care Association told the House Health Policy Committee during a 90-minute hearing on the subject that the folks in Washington, D.C. are telling him that they'd rather stick their finger in a light socket, quote unquote, than straighten out any issues with the 340B program. So any reforms on the matter will need to be made at the state level. Democrat State Senator Sam Singh of Lansing is working the Senate in support to provide additional protections for the hospitals while Vanderwall is doing it in the House. Well, that right there shows you it's bipartisan. Singh, Democrat senator with a Senate majority of Democrats, and Vanderwall doing it with the House majority in the House, Republican. Now, the Speaker, Matt Hall, may not be able to afford completely dismiss the subject because it splits his caucus. For those representatives that represent small rural areas, protecting this program is critical. Dave Preston, Republican in Cedar River, said a complete reversal of 340B in the way that it is used, especially in my district, could devastate the entire healthcare industry that's already under immense pressure. Meanwhile, another state representative, Mark Tisdale, in Rochester, Oakland County, a very toss-up district, well, he's skeptical. As hospitals and healthcare providers use drugs and pharmaceuticals more than ever for treatments as opposed to expensive surgeries. Tisdale noted that the program has doubled in size every 3 years, and this is unsustainable. The golden goose is going to be dead, so we need to figure out another way to keep it alive. Now would be the best time to do that. Well, Vanderwall's proposal, as he outlined it in the committee yesterday, said point number one, this bill protects healthcare providers and federally qualified health centers by allowing them to use the program to the full extent and stops gamesmanship between pharmaceutical companies, manufacturers, and the participants in the program. Point number two, this bill creates a money-in, money-out reporting method where it measures how the 340B savings are to be spent to make sure that there's no waste, fraud, and abuse in the system. In particular, it stops dangerous loopholes where hospital systems are buying independent doctors, officers, and then going back multiple years to have them rewrite prescriptions so then they can file a claim for 340B pricing. Lastly, it prevents drugs discounted under the 340B from receiving a duplicate discount under the state's Medicaid insurance. Sounds like Kurt Vanderwall has spent a ton of time researching this issue. And with Sam Singh pushing it in the Democrat-controlled state Senate, all we got to do is get some Democrats in the House to join Vanderwall. It'll pass, and I'm sure probably Governor Gretchen Whitmer will sign it. So kudos to State Representative Kurt Vanderwall. I haven't always agreed with him on certain bills, but this one looks like possibly a good bill. We'll see if he can get the support from the Democrats, and let's see if Governor Gretchen Whitmer signs it. Now, some are going to argue that this state legislation cannot change the federal program. Well, if Washington would rather stick their finger in a light socket, then let's do it at the state level and see if Washington pushes back. I don't understand why Washington wouldn't want to take this up. They could take it up for the entire country, not just Michigan. That doesn't make sense to me, but it is what it is. God only knows why Washington does the things they do. And oh, by the way, just so in case you don't know, Washington is facing a government shutdown as well. This coming Tuesday, September 30th, they've got to do some things in Washington just like they're doing in Lansing. Find the timing of that pretty interesting. Well, real quick, Secretary of State Benson, residents who have business to take care of at Secretary of State branches better take care of it now. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson told reporters yesterday at a press conference that if the fiscal year 2026 spending plan isn't in place by midnight on September 30, the 130 branch offices will shut down. Although online services and self-service stations will still be open for business. If you have to go to a branch office, we are encouraging residents to get to those branch offices now before the shutdown on October 1st. We have a number of ways to try to keep things going, but at least for the shut time, the offices will be closed. Benson made the comments at a press conference with Teamsters local union officials who said the House Republicans' budget would crush their members with inadequate payments to health providers equaling unsafe staffing levels. The gubernatorial candidate, Benson, told the attendees, "We will do everything we can to place front and center the voices of the working people of Michigan in every decision I make as governor." That's not going to happen, lady. You're not going to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. So sorry. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading